A divorced mother of four who arranged a deadly medieval duel between her ex-husband and her lover to see which of her two admirers would win her hand and is facing life behind bars. This is in, I think, England. I'm not going to say her name is Asta. I'm not going to even try to do her last name. Left her husband.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah, Gerudas, when she started seeing Mentavis. I don't know where this is. After the meeting, the 25-year-old online following his release from prison in Lithuania.
Damn!
Yeah, it's some real shit. All right, so Asta, the husband, was still in the physical relationship with his ex-wife despite their divorce in December 2018. While Mattis flew to UK just 5 days before the murder to stay at their house in East London. Both men claimed her as their own, so they decided to settle the argument with a fight to the death in the alleyway in Stratford. A duel.
At noon, sir.
A duel that she meticulously arranged while at home looking after her children, the youngest of which she shared with her husband. Mattis, who admitted murder, stabbed his love rival 35 times to his body, chest, and neck.
Damn!
Last year, leaving Asta to bleed to death at the scene. She had the conspiracy to murder and perverting in the course of justice, but today was convicted of charges the following a 5-week in Kingstown Crown Court.
Wow. What country was this in?
I think it's England. It says Stratford.
It's probably Stratford, London. Yeah. If it was in the alley rather than like Stratford upon Avon, Shakespeare.
Yeah. They still doing duels over like there?
No, they don't. She did.
These are like ex-Soviet bloc immigrants.
Yes, you're right.
And I have a feeling, prediction here, I have a feeling she's disappointed that it wasn't a double homicide.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she set this up to be like, starting fresh.
35 times to the chest and neck. That's something. Man, It always kind of like, you can shoot somebody and you don't necessarily feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're taking a life, but you can be a distance to shoot somebody.
He had not wanted to divorce.
To stab somebody? Man, you feel it.
Yeah, the blood on your hands, the warmth, all that. He was providing financial support for his daughter and maintaining a sexual relationship, bless you, with the defendant. In their different ways, each man felt that they had to claim to ask the situation was inevitable. Going to come to a head, and then immediately come to a head.
Man, that's a straight up duel. Why did she just give him two? Oh, you know what? It's over in England. They don't have guns like that.
This is like a black comedy or something. Like something you would like.
That's some weird shit.
Whoa, she knew in advance that Mattis was intending to use serious violence and cause at least serious harm to him, and she encouraged it and assisted him.
Oh, she should be put up under jail.
She's facing life in prison.
Yeah.
She should. Yeah, she should.
Damn.
You can't set somebody up like that. You know they want to kill each other.
And this dude coming out of jail in Lithuania?
Yeah.
Regular jail.
No.
Yeah, that mug was in there. Fucking swole. He was getting murdered.
And that's, you die.
that
I mean, she like literally putting like two
cougars in the sand.
Yeah. Two wild animals. Like, yeah, go out there and fight for my love.
Mm. Hey, I'm going to tell all of you guys out there.
Here's two knives. Slide teeth.
There's more fish in the sea.
Who wants this?
There's more fish in the sea. I'll be like, as soon as she said this, I'll be like,
and they're watching out the kitchen.
I know, right?
Watching out the kitchen window.
I was thinking you could duel for my love.
Peace. never in the day.
You want me to do what?
Hey, y'all kids, let's go.
We'll play rock, paper, scissors.
Never.
How about still let's play rock, paper, scissors?
I was thinking I could put a knife in the middle of the brew.
We were playing rock, paper, scissors. You come to me with any stupidity.
Wait, rock, paper, scissors with actual scissors?
I remember I was talking to Tony about this months back.
You get paper, I'll get the rock and scissors.
This old relationship. In the summertime, I had ended up going with a girl that was a close friend of mine. I shouldn't have went with her. But it was like a joke going together. Anyway, towards the end of the summer, I started going back with my original girlfriend, who she kind of knew. She wanted me to go back with her. She said to me at one point, Ken, let's go together because if y'all don't go with you, I'm going to go with this dude. I was like, then go with him then. That's the same thing I would say in this situation. If you like, are you going to fight for me? Like, no, go take your ass, carry your ass home. Bye.
Damn.
The fuck
out. See ya.
You got the wrong one.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Mm-mm, just make sure my kids ain't around that shit. We good.
Damn,
that's crazy. My question is like, were the kids watching this while it was going on, or were they?
It was doing color commentary. Daddy has a knife. No,
that's funny.
It's like,
that's,
oh,
that's
my. Terrible, but that's funny. Oh, he has the upper hand. No, yeah. Come on. Oh, he's down.
Seems
oh.
like he's a bit on the back foot. Yeah, I know.
There he goes.
Oh, it looks like he's leaking. Oh,
oh, oh, he's moving a little bit. No, he's done.
30.
What?
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
I can't believe that story. That story is bad. That, shit.
Yeah, that's something out of a like a black comedy you
that's
would watch.
Crazy.
Why has it got to be a black comedy?
Well, that's a technical term.
That's,
wait, wait, wait. Actually, you're right. Dark comedy.
Thank you. There you sir. Go. Thank you.
Or like Black Mirror. Go. Is that still come on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think but it's a British show though, right?
I don't know.
It started as that. But now it's just Netflix. To America.
So, I mean, I was just meaning for the cycle. It's the same usually creator, it takes.
Because wasn't Miley Cyrus on the episode or some shit?
Yeah, she was like, that's one. Impossible.
I don't know. I've had too much.
There's a lot what of the fuck? Miley Cyrus in this
I don't know.
I haven't
it
watched.
It was more established actors.
I haven't watched the most recent season or the interactive one just because I felt like.
Since, I heard about the interactive
one. Since the initial
I watched
batch,
the interactive one. I told you I watched it. That. That's man. The only one I remember. Because
the original batch of like the Netflix and the British ones came to America pre-Trump. And I felt with all the shit that's gone on in my life when they released the most recent episodes, I was like, nah. World's dystopian enough. I can fucking let this one marinate. It'll be there when I'm ready for
I'm
it.
I'm with you.
Like, dude, whether or not we figure out the fires in Australia.
Yeah, they're very depressing.
Or, like, whatever else.
Wait a minute, hold a minute. Have y'all watched Watchmen?
No.
Shit. Well, the dude who played, the black dude who played an Aquaman, Yahala? Mateen. It's the second. Okay, whatever.
It's like Mateen.
Mateen, oh, yeah. He was in. Yeah, he was in an episode of Black Mirror.
He's also the director of many of the Mandalorian episodes.
Really?
Yeah, and
get out of here.
He's the robot.
Really? No, that's a dude. That's a director of Thor.
Yeah, wait. That's not who you're talking about?
No.
Oh, you were just Taiki, stumbling with what? The name.
Taiki, yeah.
Wait, who are you talking about?
The black dude.
He's talking about, did you watch The Get Down?
I said Aquaman.
Yes.
He's the guy that was the son to old girl that was running everything. So the guy that was the DJ, the dancing dude. That's him.
That's him.
That's him.
Yeah. Oh, but I didn't realize that.
So what? Oh, he's a Black Mirror.
Yes. Yeah, he's a Black Mirror. Also, too, I think he's dating Lala Anthony.
No, they said that the person that posted that was like, I was joking.
Like, he almost got somebody killed.
I think Lala and Carmelo are trying to work that.
That's what I thought. I thought they were still together.
You know, she can't just walk with a man.
Yeah, it is 2020.
Well, based on what I saw, I heard they was canoodling with each other.
The picture I saw, they were not even holding hands. They were just proximate.
Yeah, she
to one
was
another.
Like, had a thing over her face.
But usually, with the whole superstar shit, when they together, they don't nobody see it. They always covered up and shit, and they walking.
It looked like it was cold outside.
Yeah, I know.
Outside,
it's like when the car companies launch
who's
a new
the superstar?
Car, and they put, like, badging on their things. Yeah,
well,
nobody's
I would say he's a superstar
there.
Now.
Maybe now. He's in Matrix 4.
He's Morbius.
He's going to come out?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how or I feel
he, no,
about
no,
that.
Oh, he's playing someone.
He's playing young Morpheus.
I thought he's
Morpheus.
Someone to have a relationship.
I said Morbheus
with
Morpheus.
So we sure he's playing Morpheus or not?
No, it's rumored he's playing young Morpheus.
Young Morpheus, yeah.
So since we're going around the room, check again on who's
because all the others are signed, not Lawrence.
What?
Go ahead.
Since we're going around the room asking who's watched what.
Yes.
When is the Dean Davis the flip Star Wars conversation going to happen?
Probably
whenever
like a
he
week.
See it.
Probably okay. In a week.
Whenever he see it.
Okay. Because I feel like that's going to be in it.
I think it's going to matter because no one's really talking about
it. It's too late
much.
Now. Yeah.
I mean, even when it kind of came
I'm excited
went,
for the future.
It kind
of
came.
Star Wars.
I'm with you.
So,
on
what
that.
Is the future of Star Wars?
The they Mandalorian. Got
more yeah, but they don't.
Yeah, I'm talking about movie wise.
They got more
but
movies,
they're
but
they're
this
done
saga
with the original
is, this saga
story.
Is, finally, let the saga
no more
go.
Skywalker.
Yeah, let the Skywalker thing die.
Maybe Rey keeps going on.
You saw it. Hey, you watch your mouth. I haven't seen this.
What?
You just spoiled some shit.
How?
Because I think she could be a dead bitch, and now he just told me she's alive.
Whatever, you've had way
hey,
too long.
Hey, they bring back dead people. It doesn't
nah,
mean
Star Wars.
Shut
your shit. Shut your shit. Just ruined the whole motherfucking movie.
Good, it's too long.
Okay, you want to play games like that?
See, this is why
what's the gray spirit?
You wait.
Yeah.
You wait. The gray spirit is if you haven't watched it.
I waited a month.
This is the thing. If you're not in this room and crew, who cares if it's spoiled? If you crew, you don't spoil the shit.
How long has the movie been out now?
About came out on the 20th.
3 weeks.
About 3 weeks.
So it's not even a month. You ruined it.
Oh, please.
Did you finish? You finished Watchmen, right?
Yeah.
You watched it with us. We'll talk about it on the show.
So it wouldn't be ruined.
I am going to fuck some shit up for you.
Oh, this is BS.
He ain't gonna forget this.
Oh, damn.
We're going to be watching something.
Then I'm going to ruin something else of yours.
Then we going to play this game.
Yes.
We're going to play.
We will.
Wait a minute. The greatest spoil ever within the crew is Tony with Game of Thrones.
When he went to the
he saw an episode that wasn't even released yet.
Episodes.
He was like, "Y'all, yeah, what about this?" He's like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Wait a minute, y'all ain't heard about that? Y'all ain't seen this?" Like, dude, that's not even the episode. I thought the episode's not even out yet. He's like, "Oh shit." I saw the leaks. I mean, I watched. He was on. What was he doing? He was touring them over.
Because they had posted like seven episodes when they dropped.
That was right at the beginning of the stuff. Right?
It was.
Yeah.
Like episode three.
That was like in like, that room. Like yeah.
We was
like,
in the score.
When we're sitting on top of each other.
No, we was at the score by then.
No. Yeah. This was back at.
No, we was at the score by then.
I think this was back at the score.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought we was at the score. And he
gentlemen to the archives.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would love to see what goes on next. What kind of storylines they do next. With Star Wars, I mean, they don't have to do anything prequel based. The Mandalorian, in a sense, is kind of prequel based because
they might make a movie out of that too.
They need to lead that to the TV show. Give me more. Give me more Gina Carano on my TV every week. I like that, and I like the show. Give me that.
Let's save the Mandalorian talk to pair with the Rise of Skywalker talk because I feel like we might get into territory.
Are you finished with that? Are you finished with Mandalorian?
I have finished the Mandalorian.
Desiree, you watch Mandalorian?
No.
Oh, Sid, you got to. Oh, it's good.
Did you
finish it?
Yeah.
Yo.
See.
Wait, did you finish
it? Gotta be careful around you.
Did you finish it?
Wait a month before I see anything.
Now, see, that's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Because you said yourself.
You said you got to ruin everything for me, so that's already unfair. So I can be unfair, too.
You said yourself that you like to sit there and just binge watch things.
Yeah.
All right. So that would mean that it would be a month after it came out, at least. Anyway,
that's different. I still wouldn't
ruin
show.
It. I still wouldn't ruin it for you.
Yeah. Are you going to see it this weekend?
No, I said there would be a week. Hey man, it's about to be freezing rain. You think I'm about to try to go to the movies?
It's going you right down the street. It's 87.
Man, I'm not going to die for Mandalorian.
No, not Mandalorian style.
For the Rise of Skywalker.
You know what the hell I mean?
Yeah. Well,
this ain't nothing new. From TMZ, 30 minutes ago, Trick Daddy arrested for cocaine possession and DUI. That's a Tuesday. He's on a new level of hip hop too. I heard my mother and grandmother watches that shit, and it was I'm like, why is Trick Daddy on here? Oh, he's the new my grandma was like, yeah, he's new to the cast. I'm like, grandma, let me tell you something about Trick Daddy. What? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, he's fat now. He was on that stuff. He used to be all he was on drugs. I'm like, yeah, grandma, he was on drugs.
He is on drugs.
Oh, he's. I thought he was clean. No.
He has to do both. He smokes Primos.
What did he say on Breakfast Club?
What's the name?
I know what you're talking about.
He's sick. So he said that the medicine didn't work for him. It was better for him to do weed and coke.
Yeah. That sounds like an easy justification.
How is it good to do coke?
Yeah. For those of you on YouTube, go look up Unsung episode of Trick Daddy.
Whoa, they had an Unsung for Trick Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
They have an Unsung for everybody. They have an Unsung for every damn thing.
Yeah, that cocaine added on top. Like, I might have had me convinced.
Was Trina
just
Trina
gonna be like, I'm just
was Trina on the episode? You gotta have Trina on the episode.
I think she was.
But they're not getting along right now.
Yeah,
they're not.
No,
I think she's on the Love and Hip Hop too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at
they
this.
Made. That's why they made that comeback together when they put out that album or whatever.
But they're not getting along right now.
No.
Wow. Okay.